Welcome to This Week in Astrology. This is episode number 647 for April 1 through 15, 2024. A total solar eclipse in fiery Aries and Mercury turning retrograde highlight the first half of April. Mars adds assertiveness with aspects to Saturn, Pluto, and Uranus, while a Venus-Neptune conjunction radiates divine sweetness to offset all the intensity. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Benjamin Bernstein. I record these forecasts as an audio podcast and a video, so take your pick. The video version includes detailed chart graphics, which you can also see in my written forecasts at astroshaman.com. Be sure to subscribe to This Week in Astrology in your preferred app. And if you have not already, be sure to click the link in the show notes for two chances to win a free Astrology Plus session with me each month. As of April 1st, the moon is waning. There are no retrograde planets, and we have one continuing aspect pattern. See details and links to all this in the show notes. Let's get rolling. Monday, April 1st, no fooling, Mercury turns retrograde at 6:14 p.m. That's 6:14 p.m. EDT, around 27 Aries. The winged messenger will turn direct again on April 25th at 8:54 a.m. at 16 degrees Aries. As always, Mercury retrograde is better used for reflection than new action, although it's a great time for repairs and completing, which you've already started. If possible, delay major purchases and contract signings until Mercury is direct. Travel and communication may be more challenging than usual, so double-check your arrangements. Take care that you clearly understand what you're being told and are being properly understood, and back up important data. Mercury retrogrades entirely within Aries, making this a good time to reflect on the meanings of the first astrological sign. By the way, the total solar eclipse on April 8th is also in Aries. What changes would help you more skillfully act as a warrior, pioneer, sexual being, or entrepreneur? Do you need help coping with Aries' darker expressions, such as destructive impulsiveness, sexual aggression, anger, or violence? Aspects. As Mercury turns retrograde, its most important aspect is a moderately strong Pluto square. This adds significant power to Mercury's retrograde effects. Pluto also invites you to reflect on how you're handling wealth and power in your life. Are you embracing transformation, even if it requires facing old traumas? My free healing invocation can help you do emotional healing more quickly and easily than you might have thought possible. There's a link to that in the show notes. Other Pluto themes you could reflect on include high vibration occult practices and sacred sexuality. Other aspects. With Mercury semi-square Saturn, watch for challenges in your life's physical and energetic structures. Which ones are ripe for transformation or release? If a structure is solid and serves highest good, is it time to expand it? Saturn is also the wise elder. Is it time to seek sage advice on an important matter? Or is it time to step up and share your wisdom? Mercury sextiles Vesta as it turns retrograde, inviting you to step up your selfless service to a worthy cause. Finally, Mercury makes tight semi-sextiles to Venus and Neptune in Pisces. This can amp up your inspired creativity and help you merge with the divinity in everyone and everything around you. It can also help you create a more conscious union with your higher self. For a quick and easy way to do this, check out my free Embodied Awakening invocation, also linked in the show notes. On Wednesday, April 3rd, you could experience a magical ability to take immediate action on your intuitive hits as Mars quintiles Uranus, Mars 9 Pisces, Uranus 21 Taurus. With Mars in Pisces and Uranus in Taurus, you could also get extra inspiration for sacred sex or law of attraction manifestation. Also on Wednesday, April 3rd, I discussed some great ways to use today's Venus-Neptune conjunction at 28 Pisces in that Mercury retrograde interpretation I just gave you. Go back to that to review those suggestions if you wish. On Saturday, April 6th, relationships, creativity, and finances are harmoniously energized by a Venus-Pluto sextile. Venus, 2 degrees Aries, Pluto, 2 degrees Aquarius. With Venus in Aries, take the ram by the horns in these areas. I'll be right back with my solar eclipse interpretation and more. Albert Schweitzer said, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful." You might recognize the wisdom in Schweitzer's words. Have you ever wondered why, despite success, happiness remains elusive? You're not alone in this quest. Many successful individuals search for a deeper sense of fulfillment and joy. They ask, why does happiness seem just out of reach? This is where the Happiness Blueprint Summit comes in. It's hosted by Sean Marshall, a successful leadership and emotional intelligence coach. Sean has dedicated his career to helping high performers like you elevate your happiness, purpose, and freedom to unprecedented levels. Sean's approach is unique. Rather than superficial success, he focuses on genuine, lasting happiness. This summit explores personal joy, leading with purpose, and amplifying abundance. The Happiness Blueprint Summit unites experts in many fields to share insights on living abundantly and fostering personal joy. This event brings together ideas, experiences, and strategies for those already thriving in their careers, but seeking more profound happiness and purpose. Participating in this summit can be a breakthrough towards embracing happiness. It will help you enrich your life, enhance your relationships, and lead with intention. I'm proud to be a speaker at this unique event and extend this personal invitation to you. Join me at this enriching event. Together, let's unlock the secrets to a life of happiness and meaningful achievement. Reserve your spot for free, then join us from the comfort of your home. I look forward to sharing this enlightening experience with you. Just click the link in the show notes to join us for free. Back to the forecast on Monday, April 8th. Total solar eclipse in Aries, our headline event. This is the eclipse that has so many U.S. residents excited. It will be visible as a total eclipse in an arc running northeast from Texas up through Maine. The next total eclipse visible from the continental U.S. won't occur until 2044. Click the link in the show notes for astronomical details, including the eclipse path and timing. Astrologically speaking, a solar eclipse is a supercharged new moon. This one happening at 19 degrees, 24 minutes Aries at 2:21 p.m. EDT. Note that the time of the new moon may be different than the best time to view the eclipse. A regular lunation's effects only last 2 weeks, but eclipse energy lasts at least 6 months. You have plenty of time to maximize this eclipse's possibilities. Like any Aries new moon, this eclipse is great for new beginnings in general. You could also choose to focus on Aries themes. These include acting as a warrior, pioneer, sexual being, or entrepreneur. This is wonderful just do it energy. Aspects. This will be a total eclipse in some areas because the moon is only 4 degrees away from the North Node. This close proximity also amplifies the eclipse's potency. This eclipse's strongest aspect is a conjunction with Chiron, and amazingly, it's an exact conjunction. The Moon, Sun, and Chiron are all at 19 degrees, 24 minutes Aries. This puts a huge emphasis on Chiron's meanings. Chiron is the wounded healer, so on the challenging side, don't be surprised if old traumas get stirred up. Have a good shadow work technique handy. As always, I recommend a proven technique that has helped thousands do emotional healing with surprising ease and speed. That, of course, is my free healing invocation, linked in the show notes. This technique delegates the healing to your higher self. Many have told me that a trauma they had suffered with for decades was healed in one sitting. Chiron can also represent you supporting others as a healer or wisdom giver. If you're willing and able, this is a great time to support others with these abilities. The wisdom giver theme is further supported by Mercury, the planet of learning, teaching, and communication. It's also part of the Chiron luminary's conjunction with an orb or exactness of about 5 degrees. The theme of psychological healing is further empowered by Ceres. This asteroid goddess forms the focal point of a T-square, or right triangle, with Chiron, Mercury, the luminaries, and the lunar nodes. Ceres is the grain goddess, whose daughter Persephone was abducted by Pluto. Ceres represents suffering and shadow work because of the intense emotional pain she suffered after losing her daughter. But once a trauma has been healed, you're automatically filled with more divine energy and consciousness. This can increase abundance of all kinds, which correlates to Ceres themes of harvest and prosperity. Beyond the T-square, Jupiter and Uranus semi-sextile the luminaries. This amplifies the intensity of all the eclipse energies and could bring shocking or delightful surprises. This is a good time to use your spiritual practices, represented by Jupiter, to stay open to your intuitive hits, represented by Uranus. This Jupiter-Uranus conjunction also creates many more possibilities you can benefit from, which I covered in the last episode, but you can just click the link in the show notes to learn more about them. Finally, Vesta quintiles the Sun and Moon. This magical aspect can give you fresh inspiration on how to selflessly serve a higher cause. On Wednesday, April 10th, you can enjoy extra endurance with Mars conjunct Saturn at 15 Pisces. This is the classic Energizer Bunny combo. Mars provides raw power, while Saturn manages it mindfully so it lasts a good long while. With both planets in Pisces, this conjunction is also ideal for law of attraction manifestation and embodied awakening. If you hit a snag, Saturn is alerting you to a structure that needs release or adjustment. Take appropriate action so he can resume his preferred activity, helping you hit your goals with clockwork regularity. On Saturday, April 13th, a high-octane planetary pairing aligns today as Mars semi-squares Pluto. That's a 45-degree aspect. Even when joined by a minor hard aspect, you should handle this Mars-Pluto potency with care. Challenging expressions could include sudden rage or violence, so do your best to avoid dangerous situations. Sexual energy could be strongly aroused, so be sure your erotic activities are not only pleasurable, but considerate and consensual. This Mars-Pluto partnership can help you be impactfully assertive in the world. With Mars in Pisces, intuitive flow, and Pluto in Aquarius, intuitive hits, you should find it easier to tap into your inner guidance and take optimal action. Finally, Pluto fires up Mars' natural desire to help you act as a warrior, pioneer, or entrepreneur. Also, would you like to speed up your healing and awakening as part of an uplifting community with hundreds of dedicated awakeners? Then check out Awakening Plus, my online membership that can put your personal transformation into high gear. You can choose from about a dozen Zoom calls every month, as well as an ever-expanding archive of over 650 events that can profoundly change your life. You'll also benefit from three major courses and much more to help you awaken, heal, and thrive. Click the link in the show notes to learn more or go to awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. And in my number one Amazon bestseller, Learn How Easy It Can Be to Experience Spiritual Awakening Within Seconds Just by Requesting It from Your Higher Self, Quickly and Permanently Heal a Serious Challenge, Even One That's Caused You Years of Physical, Emotional, or Mental Suffering by Delegating the Work to Your Inner Healer, Call in Any Kind of Energy You Want, Anytime You Want It, Heal and Bless Others Simply by Calling It In and Being a Hollow Reed, Thrive in a New Normal of Harmonious Living, Enhanced Intuition, Joyous Fulfillment of Your Responsibilities, and Bliss. You can do all this and more with the Instant Divine Assistance Invocations, also called the IDA Invocations. This book gives you everything you need to master them. Plus, you get free access to guided recordings and other valuable online support that will speed up your personal evolution. For more than 13 years, the IDA Invocations have dramatically improved thousands of people's lives. Isn't it time you also experienced how quick and easy spiritual awakening, healing, and so much more can be? As I mentioned earlier, my book's 15-word title is Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. If you'd like to listen, my audiobook is free if you're not yet an Audible member. Instant Divine Assistance is also available as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Click a link in the show notes to check it out on Audible or Amazon, or read it in Kindle Unlimited. I also host another podcast called Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. Learn fast and easy tools for awakening, healing, and more. Gain wisdom from enlightening guests and enjoy mind-bending ayahuasca stories. I drop two new episodes each month. Check out the latest episode called The Spiritual Cure for Societal Discord. Click the link in the show notes or search for Awaken, Heal, and Thrive wherever you get audio or video podcasts. Thank you so much for being here. Once again, I am Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. I can serve you with astrology readings, shamanic healing, and one-of-a-kind life coaching. All my one-on-one services are equally effective in person or long distance. And as I mentioned, I run the Awakening Plus online membership for spiritual support. You can learn about all this and more at AstroShaman.com. Please reach out if you have any questions. My email is benjamin@astroshaman.com, and my number for voice and text is 828-338-9852. I'd love to connect with you. We're about done. Please leave me a 5-star rating, review, or comment wherever you're getting this episode so others who also love astrology and spirituality can find it. And be sure to check out my Instant Divine Assistance book and audiobook and my Awaken, Heal, and Thrive podcast. Thanks again for spending this time with me. I wish you infinite blessings as the stars light your way.